Vacation for Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, weather by W-E-A-T-H-E-R-B-Y, November 2748. Address as a letter to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, 4632249. Dear Christina, follow up for Vicky. Prior hyponatremia likely related to HCTC, discontinued in the hospital. Back in August, last visit here in the office September. Some problems of constipation. Otherwise, weight is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no blood in the stools, no urinary infection, denies edema, claudication, chest palpitation, dyspnea, review system negative. Next paragraph, medications. I'm going to highlight the losartan, hydralazine, Norvasc. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130, 140 over 60. Here was high, 160 over 64. No respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine, November 1.1, previously 1.4. Sodium improved, 135, 136, with a normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, present GFR 54, glucose 80 to 120, normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, presently stable, no progression, no symptomatic. Next number, hypertension systolic, a component of white coat hypertension. Monitor at home before changes on medications. I will not use HCTC because of, as indicated above, low sodium concentration. On maximal dose of losartan, and we could increase amlodipine from 5 to 10. We could increase hydralazine from 50 to 100 three times a day. However, I will wait for more blood pressures at home, which appears better than here, before we do changes. Continue relative fluid restriction for the hyponatremia, which is not completely back to normal. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Come back on the next 6 to 9 months.